Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Hey, now that's the sound of rock cracking. The last time for 2013, you're going to hear the rock cracking on Rock Splitting Politics. We start next year, 2014, next week. And we are finishing up this year. We're finishing up the show we started last week, counting down the top 10 personalities, the top 10 issues of 2013. We started last week. We got the from 10 to 6. Then we're going to count down the top 5 personalities, top 5 issues, 2013, right here this week on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Before we do that, I got something to tell you about President Barack Obama's vacation. Did you know he's on vacation now? Well, I got something to tell you about that. Also, something that while he's on vacation, a country's burning. What? Where's the White House's response? I don't know. Maybe they got burned by Benghazi and they just want everything to burn down. Got something to tell you about that. And before I leave here, in fact, I'm going to do it right now. Next week's show, kicking off 2014, we're going to title the show. I'm going to tell you the title right now. There's a story behind it you won't hear anywhere else but right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. The title of next week's show is Farmer, unquote, Farmer Obama and the Two-Headed Turkey. You want to hear that story? It's never been told before, but you're going to hear it next week, first week of 2014. We'll kick it off with Farmer Obama and the Two-Headed Turkey. And before we get started, I've got to do one thing to get this show rolling. Listen. That's right, just like the Lone Ranger. We're in search of, instead of bad guys, we're in search of the bad guys who made the top issues, the top stories, top personalities of 2013. We started last week, and we're going to get to the very top five, the final top five. And before we do, I told you I was going to tell you something about our commander-in-chief, our president, El Chifto. Does that sound correct? Well, it's sort of dignifies what we've had to put up with, don't you think? With a vacation of 17 days, I kid you not, 17 days in Hawaii. And guess what? So the president is flying to Hawaii. He tells everyone they can have a Christmas Eve reprieve because so many people are trying to sign up on Obamacare. December 23rd was the last day to get your insurance by January 1st. But the high and mighty dictator of Obamacare, it doesn't matter what the law says. It matters what the president says. He signed it into law, but forget what was written. Just go by what the White House says this week or this day or this half a day. So, yes, President Obama said you can sign up on Christmas Eve and still get your insurance by January 1st. Never mind all the private insurance companies are pulling the hair out. He said, don't worry about it. You'll get your insurance by January 1st. Even if you don't pay your premium, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about those health care companies. They got plenty of money. That's what the regulations are for. They have to have so much money. They don't worry. Don't you worry. That's our president. That's our Obamacare. And that's why we are in a stinking mess. I told you last week, we're spinning in cow manure. And go back and listen to last week's show. Make sure you hear all the top 10 to 6, the top issues and top personalities. And we just got to let you know, we are going to dig in our heels, and you won't believe some of the shows we got starting and designing even now for 2014. We are the Freedom Fighters right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're going to hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. And we got another Unaffordable, Uncaring Act update coming for you. And we're going to be giving you more each week as far as it's the need is there, because we are finding this whole law is unraveling and it's sinking the ship of the Democrats, and it's going to sink our country until we find out how to get out of this mess. And you better keep listening. We got some ideas that nobody's heard about, some alternatives to Obamacare. We'll be bringing them out in 2014. We're working on with a team of physicians and some insurance people. There are some people getting together and getting some ideas you have not heard before. And there's some good, good ideas out there that can be wrapped together and put together to have a great alternative to Obamacare. So repeal it, and we got the plan right here. Getting the last stages developed. You'll hear it in 2014. Now, I told you at the first of the show we were going to talk to you not only about President Obama's vacation to Hawaii, and, you know, when he's there, guess they signed him up for Obamacare. He was gone. They signed him up. His staff did. Did you think he had to sit there hours and hours and try to go through the healthcare website, healthcare.gov? No, not on your life. He was flying to Hawaii, living it up. I also told you there's something happened last week, the last couple of weeks. Where is America in leadership? The newest country in the world, born just a couple years ago, South Sudan. It looks like a civil war. You think, well, what can you do with these African countries that keep fighting and they keep tearing apart? Well, you can show some leadership. That does not mean we put boots on the ground, but you have your, where is John Kerry, our Secretary of State? Where is he? Where is somebody saying, let's stop the fighting. Let's get a plan. Let's stop the fighting right there in the heart of Africa, in our newest country. Where's the UN saying, let's help out when you need the UN, when you need leadership in America to say, let's at least stop the fighting and plan a place to talk? I don't see it. This country is leading from behind, and we're losing the world. We're losing our leadership, and that's why we are seeing the vacuum. You know, and who's replacing the vacuum? It's Vladimir Putin. It's China. It's Iran. It's the bad players who want to see America fall. Can we stand 3 more years? I knew we could hold on to 4 years of President Obama. I don't know if we can hang on for 8 years of just drifting aimlessly. Either President Obama is naive on foreign policy, or he's doing exactly what he wants to do, and that is scary. He wants America to no longer be a leader. He doesn't want America to be a leader, or he doesn't know what it is to lead. Now, what? Which one is it? He's intelligent, or he would never have made it to the presidency. But is he using his intelligence to help America, to help peace in the world, or is he? Or is he giving a Muslim Brotherhood an upper hand across the world? It's hard to understand. So we're going to be digging into that in 2014. And you can send me your responses, your ideas, radio, right on the front page. You can click on and send me your email and your thoughts of stories we need to cover in 2014. Now, we're getting ready for the countdown. And I'm excited about this show, because these are the ones that stick in our minds for the 2013 year. And before I start it off, let me just tell you, one of the personalities of 2013 that we are putting on our list, it goes to Becky Gerritsen. Do you remember who she is? Nobody had a clue who she was before she went to Washington, D.C. during the IRS scandal, and sat before a congressional committee and laid her heart out. Now, Becky Garrison, and I told you that Doc Holliday had met Becky back at a Wetumpka Tea Party, Wetumpka, Alabama, and say a poem at the Wetumpka Tea Party, one of Doc Holliday poems, and it's on YouTube. There you go to Wetumpka Tea Party. I believe you still see it. Becky Garrison is a go-getter, and she tells the truth from her heart, and she won America over to know how the IRS was trying to kill her ability to organize and to fight the oppression and to fight the government. And all she wanted to do was tell her story. And now she's continuing to tell her story. And that's why she gets this year's for number 5, the personality of the years of 2013. The personality, I started off with Becky Garrison. What a woman, what a patriot. And we need to follow her because she will continue fighting. It's in her DNA. And she wants freedom in America. And that's why we just give her the number 5 spot as we can kick off Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics Top Personalities of 2013. After we kick that off, who do we come up with? Well, there's a lot of great people we could put up there. And the next one I would say has to be Senator Rand Paul. Now, you can go back and listen to our program. Back in October, I had a meeting with Senator Rand Paul. I met with him with a group called a Coalition of African American Pastors. I'm neither a pastor, I'm not African American. But I've worked with that organization for many years now. They stand for principles, strong. They call them biblical principles. But Senator Rand Paul wanted to meet and spoke to the group. I tell you, there's no doubt there's a hunger for Senator Rand Paul to run for president. Now, I got to meet his wife also, Kelly, and he said the most important vote for him to run for president would be his wife Kelly's vote. And so she'd have to agree before he would run. But interesting. That's why we'll give him the number 4 personality of 2013. And where do we go from there? Some personalities all over the place. Last week we hit some, but if you like him or hate him, he was there in the midst of many negotiations, and there's some people he really ticks off, and many times he has ticked me off. He was there with the cliffhanger. You remember the fiscal cliff we were going to fall down, and actually didn't make it in 2013. On the second day of 2013, he helped piece together a deal. And that is the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. He's got all kind of flack from all sides. But I tell you, you have to put him on a list of top personalities of 2013. We told you we had President Obama, other people. These are not personalities we necessarily like. John Boehner is there. He was helping make history, good or bad. He was there. And he's one of the top personalities. We give him the number 3 spot. And that leaves us 2 more spots, 2 and 1. Now, who would make those up? I have to tell you, as much as I'm not a big fan of the big man in New Jersey, but number 2, we're going to give to Chris Christie because he's making news. Everybody's saying, well, that's the man the Republican money men are getting behind for 2016. Is it? Got reelected governor of New Jersey by a landslide, and people are saying if he can do that, then he could run for president and beat Hillary. Whoop, nope, not so fast. Remember the poll came out? Governor Chris Christie just blew out the opponent in the New Jersey governor's race, Republican. Now, but also on that, as people are coming out and they're post-voting, they got polled. And they asked the question, would you vote for Hillary Clinton or Chris Christie for president? And guess what? Right there in New Jersey, Hillary beat Chris Christie by a few points. So if the election were held then. So is he a shoe-in for the nomination? No. But he does get our number 2 personality of 2013. Big man, big plans. What are we going to do? We have to watch, and we'll continue watching the presidential maneuvering and shaking going on in 2014. For those who don't know, Governor Mike Huckabee's been shaking a little. You've been seeing his name and some plans and some preliminary plans. So watch Governor Mike Huckabee in the Republican field. Also, I told you, mentioned to you, Rand Paul, we had Senator Ted Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, on in 2013. You can go back and listen to that show. But I'm telling you, Senator Ted Cruz is doing a little shaking, and he got his name recognition in the shutdown. It goes back. Everybody hated Ted Cruz. It seemed like all the press, all the Democrats, and half the Republicans. But guess what? Everybody knows Ted Cruz's name now. Sometimes, like they said, good news, bad news, doesn't matter. Got publicity. And guess what? The good thing about Ted Cruz was, he backed down and finally said, look, let's just delay Obamacare for a year. And the president would have nothing to do with it. The Democrats laughed, said, no, we're not going to delay Obamacare. And guess what? Now a lot of the Democrats in Congress are saying, let's delay Obamacare. And that gets us ready for our number one personality of 2013. Now, who could it be? Well, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics unabashedly gives our number one personality of 2013 to Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. That's right. You heard me. I just told you he's got his name out there in front of everybody. Can you imagine what has happened? He was in the Senate. He has been in the Senate just for not even a year, folks. He was elected in 2012, he was sworn in 2013, January of 2013, and see his name recognition as a freshman senator go from zero almost around the country to everybody knows his name. Barack Obama do something similar and then run for president? Oh, can't do that? Well, I guess what? Guess what? Ted Cruz is Harvard educated, Harvard Law School. He ran with the big dogs. And guess what? He is smart as a whip. And he's been, you know, they said he's an intern with former Chief Justice Rehnquist on the Supreme Court. Guess what? He knows the law. He knows the Constitution. Go back and listen to our interview with his father, Rafael Cruz, great American hero, tortured in Cuba, all kind of things he's gone through. His thirst for freedom is undying. Even now, this man, the father of Ted Cruz, is going around and talking about freedom and what it means. And he'll tell you, people ask him, what does it mean to live in a socialist country? And he tells them, look around. America is in socialism now. And guess what? His son, Ted Cruz, may run for president of the United States. Now, his father hadn't told me that. But you just look at what's building up. He could be a big player in 2016. 2014 will have a lot to determine of what's going on there. So, wow. Number one personality 2013 we give to Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. Now, before we get to the top issues of 2013, let me remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. We're counting down the top personalities. We just finished out the top personalities of 2013. We started with last week's show. So if you didn't listen to last week's show, go back, listen, and you'll get the whole shebang. Now, in 2013, we also had top issues, and we're about to get to those top issues, but I want to remind you, you can go to my webpage, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. It's more than just a radio show. It's a book, and you can order that book right now. Just go on my webpage. I've got a couple more books I've written, and I got some essays and conservative books that you need to read. If you don't need them, if you've read them, if you ordered them, and many of you have, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. But get some for your friends, your relatives. Right now, if you get them here at the end of the year, it'll get everybody prepared for 2014. Big year for America. Big, big year. And you'll need to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics every week to know what's going on. Now, before we get into the top issues, the final countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a listen to this. That's right, fellow Americans. It's more than a feeling. I believe in 2014, we're going to see freedom come back in style in America. We will have tried Obamacare, and everybody wanted to delay it. Everybody wanted to kill it. Nobody got their wishes, only those who wanted it. President Obama wants it. And the Democrats want it. So we got it full blast. Everything we warned about, it's been worse. Everything we've been talking about on this show, it's been worse. Worse. And it's going to get worse, folks, because it was designed to fail, designed with pumpkin head brains that put together things that will never work. It cannot be fixed. And that's why you need to listen next year as we put out some proposals of what take away Obamacare and give America health care unlike we've ever had it before in a way that it will help you and me and everybody. So keep listening to us next year. Hopefully early on we'll have some good examples of that. Now, one thing I wanted to be sure to let you know, I said it's more than a feeling. 2014 is going to be a huge year for America. I wanted it to be 2012. I begged for it. I prayed for it. But the silver lining in all of this, in the re-election of Barack Obama, now even the Al Sharpton love-ins are going crazy where people are saying, we're not better off. And African Americans are not better off. Hispanics are not better off. America's not better off. I've told you, I talked about the trickle-down economics that they blame Reagan for. Only the people in the stock market were doing real well. Guess what? This is Obama's America. Who's doing well? It's only the Wall Street people whose stocks have gotten back up to where they were. They're making money because they helped pay for President Barack Obama's regulations. They didn't mind as long as they could make the money on the inside. Now, what I mean by that? Well, look at your CEOs and look at the stocks that have gone up. I tell you who's making money. See who is connected to these new institutions that check Medicaid fraud and the Medicare fraud. Are connected to politicians? Because you go to the doctors now, and the Obamacare regulations are not only onerous, but now they're going back 3 and 4 years. Companies can't do that by law, I believe. I don't want to tell you something that's wrong, but now companies are being hired to go back and ask hospitals and doctors, what was this charge back in 2008, 2009, 2010? What are these charges? And they just causing all kind of headaches in the midst of Obamacare. And it's happening, folks, that America and its healthcare system is dying. And that's not good for patients. It's not good for babies being born. It's not good for people getting close to the last breath. And we have got to get things put together. And we're going to put out some great principles in 2014 on that. And now as we get into the top five, what is it? Syria. President Barack Obama drew a red line. He did not back it up with his words. And guess who stepped in to, quote, save the day? Vladimir Putin. And we had a show called Sadly But True, It's Putin's World. And Vladimir Putin, head of Russia, he is an international, quote, superstar, I guess. He's used to be the president of the United States, the president of the free world. He would be the leader for freedom and force, and countries would listen. Now they listen to Vladimir Putin. That's issue number five. Issue number four, very important, because it could be a foreshadowing. What does foreshadowing mean? All you English majors, you know what it means. It means this could be the road America is going down. Number four is, it's the bankruptcy of Detroit. Detroit, Michigan has gone bankrupt. And we told you about, there's one lady there just could not believe her retirement. If bankruptcy, her retirement will be reduced to 16 cents on a dollar of what she'd been planning for her retirement. She worked her whole life and she's in retirement. Now it's worth 16 cents on a dollar. Wake up, America. Foreshadowing, Detroit. It's going to be what America will be unless we go back to remember what Scrooge did in a Christmas story, a Christmas carol written by Charles Dickens in the 1800s. And Scrooge could see the Christmas past, the Christmas present, and the Christmas to be in the future. And he begged, "Can I change the future?" when he saw his tombstone. Well, Detroit is the tombstone for America. We need to heed the warning because there's nobody that can bail out America. Detroit can be bailed out and we can absorb the losses and help get them on their feet. If America fails to pay its bills, if America goes bankrupt and declares bankruptcy, the world cannot. There's never been trillions and trillions of dollars that's been bailed out. It can't happen. America has more. We owe more than the wealth of the world. Not just our national debt, but when you factor in Social Security and our obligations for the retirement, Social Security and all the obligations that we have for the future, over $100 trillion, there's not that much wealth in the entire world, people. I'm telling you, we're in a heap of mess, and we're not turning around. So that's why Detroit is the issue number four of 2013. And that brings us up to issue number three. It has to be the IRS scandal. The Tea Party was scrutinized and picked out and picked on during an election year. It was abusive, is an abusive use of power. People in charge, I'm not saying the White House did it, but I'm saying people in charge knew exactly what they were doing to deflate the rise of the Tea Party. It was deflated by the IRS, by the brutal tactics of the iron-fisted bureaucracy coming out of Washington, D.C. And that's issue number three. It's a disgrace to the leaders of Washington, D.C. And we still don't know exactly what all went on. Issue number two, National Security Agency. We told you last week one of our personalities was Snowden, who delivered out a lot of secrets, and how he's resting secure in Russia, and still he has these secrets. And the National Security Agency is red-faced when they found out. We found out all the, not all they're doing. We found out some of the things they're doing, and it's very unsettling as an American citizen to know what your government can find out about you by just living everyday life. Now, to get to issue number one, let's get a drum roll, please. Issue number one of 2013, you got to know it is. Obamacare. That's right. Issue number one is Obamacare, the unaffordable, uncaring act. And that is why we are giving it the number one issue of 2013, because you know and I know it is completely unsettling every American citizen all across the country, from infants to the people in the last stages of life. This Obamacare affects them. It's affecting our entire country, and it's not even getting the worse. It's just beginning. It is collapsing. It is horrendous. It's one of the worst pieces of legislation ever passed and signed into law. and America will pay a huge price, and the Democrats should pay the biggest price of all. And that's what we're going to make everybody see what's going on. And because of that, that leads us right up into this week's Unaffordable, Uncaring Act update. Can you believe it? Last week I told you about what expanded Medicaid would do. But I have to tell you, there's the new CNN poll. 62% of Americans dislike Obamacare, want to repeal it. 35% are for it. The numbers are getting worse and worse for the president. Thank goodness. We got to save America, and we can't. We can't with Obamacare going full blast. It's unbelievable what we're going to see happening in 2014. We're not there yet. Next week's show, we'll start seeing some of that, I'm sure. But Bill George, professor of management practice at Harvard Business School, is talking about the looming disaster. He said he supported the Obama administration's, quote, go slow approach. Well, that's Ted Cruz's. He said, slow this thing down for a year. They didn't want to listen to Ted Cruz, and now President Obama's finding out, you know, Ted Cruz, that philosophy is pretty good. He just didn't give credit where credit's due. What they were talking about is one of what Bill George was talking about was the fact that he's trying to delay giving people who lost their insurance ability to go back and get a substandard issue, that what he said, they're trying to get rid of them. Now he's saying you can go back and get that. But guess what? He says what he would do to make further changes would be to reduce the minimum requirements in the plans to enable people to select plans tailored to their needs, and permitting insurers to offer incentives to their enrollees for staying healthy. What he's saying is, you can't deny coverage and base it on people's their unhealthy habits, where that is something that a company knows if they can get all their employees healthy, they have less medical expenses. But Obamacare is not going to allow them to do it. Ed Hasselmeyer, a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation Center for Health Policy Studies, pretty much sums it up like this. Let me say, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is what he said. The Obama administration has now issued a formal public document clarifying the following as its official positions. Listen to this. Position number one, that being subjected to the disruptive and costly effects of Obamacare constitutes suffering a, quote, hardship. Number two, that an Obamacare-imposed hardship is sufficient grounds for claiming an exemption from Obamacare. And then number three, that individuals who suffer the hardship of losing their previous substandard insurance will be granted relief by being allowed to purchase replacement insurance that is, quote, substandard. And that's what's going on with Obamacare. It is a mess. We as a country are spinning in cow manure, folks, on this health care. People are not getting well. They're going to get sicker. Doctors are going to get frustrated. They're going to be spending two-thirds of their time in paperwork. And then they're going to have to try to squeeze out a living by one-third of the time actually working and making people healthy. It's not right. It's not fair. It's Obamacare. You've heard that before. You're hearing it again. And in 2014, we're going to find some answers. So listen to us. And we're going to kick off next week with Farmer Obama and the Two-Headed Turkey. Don't miss that. Farmer Obama and the Two-Headed Turkey. Talking to you next week in 2014. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.